Hey, Danica, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I'm very glad to see you're getting ready to come back on TV. But first, as with the holidays coming around, it's a little sad for a lot of folks working in Hollywood. Can I get a couple of quick takes on a couple of your friends in showbiz? First of all, are you still shocked at the news of Alan Thicke passing away?
Oh, I know. It's so sad. We lost Florence Henderson and Alan Thicke so close together. One of America's moms and one of America's dads. Alan Thicke and I knew him since I was 12 years old. So, very sad.
And in Florence, if I read correctly, Florence kind of welcomed you to the club after your elimination in 2014 on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, she was so wonderful, so warm and sweet. I'd just been eliminated the week before. I was sitting in the audience watching Dancing with the Stars, and she just looked over at me and she squeezed my hand. She said, "You did such a great job, and welcome to the club." It's a club. After being on Dancing with the Stars, you've been through something that only those who have also been on Dancing with the Stars can truly understand, in terms of the hard work and the adrenaline, and it would be too hard to describe the experience. So that's what she meant, and it was so sweet of her.
And if you ever had the chance again, now that you have experienced Dancing with the Stars, would you do it again if called?
They don't do that, but yes, I would, because it's just too irresistible. No matter how hard it was, I broke a rib on that show.
Yeah.
I'd still go back because it was just so fantastic, and I love dancing, and it was amazing to be a part of it.
Well, after your graduation in college, you seem to be just about as busy as ever, including all the books you've written. And I just saw where you were involved with a charity where you donated a lot of books to a favorite charity of yours. I think it's called My Stuff Bags.
Yes, it's a wonderful organization. Yes, called My Stuff Bags, mystuffbags.org. They donate bags of stuff to kids who've been ripped from their homes, abusive homes mostly, or have been orphaned for other reasons. These kids end up at these orphanages, and they've got nothing of their own, literally nothing. In these bags, they all have a blanket, a book, a stuffed animal, and they're all age-appropriate. So I've written this series of math books, starting with Math Doesn't Suck, for middle school girls. And they're not just books that teach math. They're also self-esteem boosters. And it's all about owning your smarts and learning that to embrace being smart and use math as an opportunity to sharpen your brain. And I give all sorts of examples of how to remember formulas and things like that. And they're just, it's like sitting down with an older sister who says, "Look, I know how to do this stuff. Let me walk you through it. And it can be really fun and empowering. And let me show you how." So every now and here and there, I'll buy 1,000 of my own books. I do have to pay for them myself.
Oh my goodness.
And I donate them to my stuff. That's what the teen girl bags will have, these books. And I've written four math books so far. More are coming. And I just launched a website, mckellarmath.com, where you can go and find the right book that I've written, like the right age, and to figure out which book is best for the teen girl in your life.
Right. And you have a McKellar Math Facebook page, and it's all leading up to another one. And I'm guessing this is for a smaller age group called Goodbye Numbers or Goodnight Numbers.
Yes. It's for toddlers. And I'll be talking more about that, doing a press tour in March.
Okay. Good deal.
So, yeah, I'm slowly but surely writing books to fill in the gaps so there's basically no age from when you're born until you're in high school where you can really get the support and the fun support that you need.
But the great news is we get to see you back on TV. You're going to be back on Lifetime. And this is a second part to a movie you had done before that got good numbers. It's called Mommy, I Didn't Do It. It's going to be on January 1st. And how about these names? Jamie Lynn Sigler, Jaleel White, George Wendt, all in there. This is a good cast that you're playing against.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, we did, a lot of us were in the first movie 3 years ago called The Wrong Woman, which aired on Lifetime, and I played a housewife, a sweet, normal housewife who gets accused of attempted murder, And I end up having to defend myself in court. So there's this transformation of the character from timid to this fierce woman having to fight for her life where everything, the ground is ripped out from under her. 3-4 years later, my daughter is accused of murder. So now the stakes are higher, and she doesn't know if her daughter is actually innocent or not. And it's a really, like, edge-of-your-seat suspense thriller. I'm so lucky to have worked with such a great cast. Paige Searcy, she was on Days of Our Lives for about a year. She plays my daughter. She's fantastic. And Jonathan Bennett is in it. He plays my love interest, again, reprising his role. It's a lot of fun. It's a great movie. Lifetime, it's going to be on Lifetime January 1st, which is a great time because everyone's going to be exhausted from having parties the night before, I'm sure. And you just stay, it's a great movie to stay at home and sit on the couch and curl up, watch a good suspense thriller. They're going to be airing The Wrong Woman at 6 o'clock in case somebody wants the double feature. And then Mommy, I Didn't Do It airs at 8. And I will be live tweeting Mommy, I Didn't Do It. Find me on Twitter, just Danica McKellar, and we can sit down and watch the movie together.
And we're going to post all the links to all your Facebook pages and website pages so we can all keep track of everything going on. Thanks for a couple of minutes. It's a pleasure to talk to you, and I know a lot of my friends are really jealous right now. So thank you for 7 minutes.